Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, I can only presume that before this week's episode of AEW Rampage, Tony Khan had drunk around about 32 cans of an energy drink. How the hell AEW fits so much into a 60-minute show, I do not know, but brace yourself, because there was a lot. Also, hello, my name is Simon from What Culture, and welcome to the show known as Ups and Downs, and if you've never watched it, it's just a review show. You know, I've got a finger of power, and I like to give the good things an up and the bad things a down. So that's what I do. You go in the comments, you disagree with me. It's a lovely old time. Let's up those downs. The TNT title was up for grabs at the start of this week's episode of Rampage as Sammy Guevara was taken on Andrade. And again, because we had so much to do, there was no entrances here. We don't have time for that. We hit the go button. So we go. It was nuts straight away though, because Sammy went for the GTH and failed. So he went for a dive and failed and then decided, well, why don't I just give him a Spanish fly? And am I the only person that freaks out every time you see that move? I've always got the fear that somebody's gonna die. It's just so dangerous. Guevara felt like he had the upper hand here, so he went for a springboard, but Andrade stopped that and just pushed him to the floor. And then he started doing his barrage of suplexes. But just as he went for one too many, Sammy hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up. But of course, Andrade is more experienced than Guevara, so he knew how to kick out. Sammy also tried a 450, but he completely flubbed that up. And that is when Mr. Tranquilo hit this DDT into the apron of the ring. And I went on my computer and I rang my friends and I got in touch with Mr. Wrestling. That's the hardest part of the ring. There was then another Spanish fly from the top rope, so I was freaking out. And also, why is it called a Spanish fly? Is that what flies in Spain do? They just go, way, way, and they're flipping and flopping all over the place. And I think this scared the shit out of Andrade, because he was like, man, I don't know what to do. Why don't I expose the turnbuckle? The referee stopped that, though, when Matt Hardy, who was at ringside, was like, well, that's a really good idea. Why don't I do it for him? And as you can already guess, this did not go well. I mean, you could smell where it was going because Andrade and Matt Hardy have been teasing that they are going to fall out, especially when it looked like Andrade had the match won. He was pinning Sammy Guevara, he put his feet on the ropes, and it kind of looked like Matt tried to help him, but it also especially looked like he stopped him and he pushed his feet off. I don't think Andrade is gonna like that. It also went doubly bad for this pair because when Andrade was on the top rope, Sammy kicked him, meaning his head went careening into the metal. Sammy then hit this ridiculous cutter and he got the 1-2-3. He retained his championship and I thought this was really good. Hardy decided to attack afterwards, but he got stopped by Darby Allin, who did one of those dives when he just turned into a torpedo, and Sting was out here as well. So this basically confirms that we are going to do that Trios Tornado match at Revolution. I think that may be pretty good. QT Marshall then made his way to the ring, and there was a sense of anticipation in the air, because of course at the moment, especially on Rampage, QT has been feuding with Hook. So my heart started to beat faster. Marshall wanted to talk to Taz first and told him, you are a disrespectful son of a gun, because when I trained Hook, he didn't have all these disgusting qualities that he's got now. But this is when Hook came out there, and because QT Marshall had a bunch of people from the Nightmare Factory with him, he became a James Bond villain. He was like, get him, minions, get him. And every single one ran at Hook and he just beat them up. I promise. This is how you build a spar, especially because the last guy was like, I ain't gonna attack him. He's crazy. He will kill me. Somebody got choked out as well, because that's just what Hook does. And if we do not do QT Marshall versus Hook at the Revelation pay-per-view, what the hell are we doing? I don't think we've ever seen Hook on pay-per-view in a match before either. So that would make me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Let's say it together. We love Hook. And it's getting up. Quick promo with Dan Lambert and the Men of the Year next, where Dan told us he had gone to Tony Khan and said, look, Scorpio Sky is a terrific wrestler. Why can't he have a TNT title match? Tony did apparently agree to put him in a qualifying match for the ladder match that's happening at the pay-per-view, but Dan Lambert didn't want that and said, don't worry, before that is said and done, Scorps, you will definitely get your shot. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen here, especially because if you do Sammy Guevara versus Scorpio Sky before the pay-per-view, is anybody really going to think the championship's going to change hands?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And I suppose we will find out, but next up, Wardlow was taken on Nick Comoroto. Boy, oh boy. For you see, if you are an active Twitter user, you may know that every now and then, Mr. Comoroto likes to call me out because I have no hair. Now, this is somewhat ironic because he has so much hair, I could bathe in it. So I do have to admit there's some bias here. He's just been really, really mean. What I did enjoy, though, is in the early going, these two were just throwing each other around like the man mountains that they are. But once again, you knew what was going to happen here. We are in full push Wardlow to the moon mode. So eventually, he hit the powerbomb symphony and he got the 1-2-3. Now, I will say that I think Nick has some serious potential. So hopefully down the line, we can start treating him as we have been treating Wardlow. But this is actually really smart when it does come to Wardlow, because slowly but surely, he is beating more recognizable guys. He was also going to just destroy Aaron Solo after this with a powerbomb. When Sean Spears got a chair, he whacked Mr. Solo, and then he was like, look, Wards, you've got to stop doing this powerbomb. The fans don't like it. It's not getting over. Me and MJF, we're really proud of you, and we just want the best. Then he gave him a hug. I thought it was quite funny. It's also a huge tease that sooner or later, Wardlow is just going to kill this guy. And not only is he going to be a massive babyface, but I bet within 2 years, that's right, I'm saying it, within 24 months, Wardlow will be the AEW World Champion, and he is getting up. Serena Deeb's 5-minute challenge was next, and I was like, should we make this a 60 seconds challenge? Because there is so much happening on Rampage. However, I'm never going to get mad with anything when it comes to Serena, because she's just so damn good, and she was taking on Kayla Sparks here, which is another great name in wrestling. And there's no prizes for figuring out what did go down. Eventually, Deeb locked in the Serenity block and Sparks had to tap out. And an interesting bit of trivia for you, on SmackDown on the same night, there was a kiss cam with Los Lotharios, and apparently the person that they kissed was Miss Sparks. Anywho, sooner or later, somebody's gonna answer Serena Deeb's challenge and probably win, and that will set up a new feud. Once again, it's just simple, smart wrestling. It really was the night for contract signings as well, because again, if you go watch SmackDown, you can watch Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar sign a document, and if you watch Rampage, you will see the same for Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker, who are now officially fighting for the title at Revolution. I mean, they really have quite the story, so this felt like a big deal straight away, and Thunder Rosa was like, listen, Britt, You ain't nothing but a cheater, and that's why I'm going to beat you at the pay-per-view. Well, she does make a very good point. But then Baker got the microphone and was like, thunder, nobody even cares about you unless you're fighting me. And the crowd went, ooh, so did I. She also told Rosa that even though she may have won that street fight, who's the champion now, who's selling t-shirts, and who's mega popular, and then screamed, I'm the face of the company, and I tell you, this was fire. In fact, she got so crazy, I kind of lost it too, and I was like, get her, Thunder, get her. And at first, she did nothing. She just looked at the dentist like, I don't know what's going on. But as soon as she had signed the contract, she dove over the table, and it was on. Rebel and Jamie Hayter tried to help their boss, but this is when Mercedes Martinez came out, and of course, Britt Baker pissed her off so much, she doesn't like any of them anymore. So she grabbed Jamie Hayter, and she threw her through a table. And honestly, if you want to get pumped for a match, you got to go watch this. It also ended with Thunder Rosa grabbing the title and holding it above her head. And really, when we do get to that show, surely this is what we just need to do. I don't know why, it just feels like the time getting up. And you would probably think, well, that sounds like the end to Rampage. Sounds like a good old-fashioned segment to end on. But no, there was more, because we had a Face of the Revolution ladder match qualifying thingamajig between Anthony Bowens and Orange Cassidy. Now, given that Bowens was a bigger man, I knew he was going to lose here, because that ladder match is so packed with man meat, we need some people that can kind of ping around the place. Given Max Caster and Wheeler Yuta came out with these guys as well, they all started brawling to begin with because they're basically children. And man, at the end of that, Anthony Bowens electric chaired Orange Cassidy into the ring apron, and that looked absolutely horrible, and it looked a little bit like he was dead. Orange couldn't really get going either, because Max Caster kept casting distraction, although he was eventually able to hit a Michinoku driver for a near fall, and this is where things got interesting. Because it annoyed the piece of fruit so much that he took out both members of the Acclaimed, and then fair play to everyone involved. Because Orange Cassidy would get a near fall, Orange Cassidy would get a near fall, Orange Cassidy would get a near fall, and we did so many of these, I started to go, well, we are doing them quite a lot. Maybe he's not going to win. What an idiot I am. Max then tried to pass the boombox to Bowens, but the referee stopped that, which opened the door for more shenanigans. And when Orange Cassidy was on the outside, Caster just got a chair and he was like, I'm gonna punch you in the face. But this is when a hooded figure appeared behind him. And when he did reveal himself, it was Danhausen. The crowd went nuts. The first thing he did was curse Max Caster. I don't care. I think Danhausen is great. Every time I see him, I laugh and go, man, he's just so stupid in the best possible way. Because he was cursed, Max then got hit with the orange punch. Cassidy got back in the ring. He hit another orange punch onto Anthony Bowens, and he did get the win. He's going to Revolution. Rampage finally ended. I don't mean that in a bad way, but honestly, I don't know how they did it, but it's getting it up. So yeah, if you're looking at a way to energize yourself today, just watch Rampage. I mean, you're probably gonna have to drink at least 2 cups of coffee, but man, it was never boring, and it's getting it up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.